Okay, now it's going.
Now it's running.
Oh, yes. Thank you. It is now recording. Okay, today is Monday. Excuse me, Tuesday, November the 1st, 2016. This is Josephine County Board of Commissioners. We're going to have a city-county update on the Econ Northwest Strategic Plan. We have the full board present. We have Mayor Darren Fowler. We have City Manager Aaron Kubik. And we have City Council President Dan DeYoung. I got that right. Thank you. All right. The topic being the Econ Northwest Strategic Plan. And who would like to begin? This was a follow-up from our previous meeting that we had last week to give people more time to look at the strategic plan. So
it was an opportunity. We were revisiting after the presentation of the draft so that we could talk about what to do with the contractor and move the plan forward.
That's number three on the agenda.
Well, that was just my agenda.
I just made the note that was number three on the agenda. I'm not confirming it, affirming it. I just made an observation.
What is your agenda?
My says Econ Northwest Strategic Plan update.
All right.
I just threw out some extra talking points that maybe we can address also at the point, but I know that we were originally set up for economic development. And kind of said this was planned because we weren't fully sure what was going to come out of the workshop. We got clear direction from the workshop, and my understanding is that now we've got both bodies looking at coming up with a formation makeup of the Collaborative Economic Development Committee that will then make recommendations to the two policy boards on who's going to be housed.
Scheduled for next Monday.
Can it be scheduled for next Monday?
No, our meeting. Committee is scheduled for next Monday.
Oh, okay, good.
Yeah. Great. What time is your Monday meeting?
9:00.
Okay.
And that's David Reeves, Susan, and Julie Schultz.
Okay.
Yep. So we have that meeting scheduled. All right. So, what we will do is, since we had that workshop, I guess maybe we'll just go around the table. If nobody wants to start, we can just around the table.
My question would be honest. Is there a purpose of this meeting on Monday, or what is the agenda for the meeting on Monday?
Well, the purpose of the meeting is looking at how to form the committee.
Okay.
Yeah, that's
what we discussed.
And so that meeting is scheduled because Julie and Susan were both gone last week. So
you guys will bring a proposed structure back to the governing bodies.
That was the assignment.
Work on that.
Yes.
Will there be at that meeting? Are you going to discuss, or are you going to leave that up to the committee? A schedule for goalposts that you're going to kick the ball through. That's been my frustration with, and I think because we're back at it again, we've been looking at this same problem and going to the Grease Board and the breakout committees and all the breakout groups all along, but there's been no, I don't see there's any fruit on the tree yet. And are we going to set forth some goals that the Eco Northwest is going to have to, they're going to have to satisfy by a certain date? Or is it just going to be
it's my understanding that this is just to formulate the committee.
And then
the committee structure could be adopted at the same time as the strategic plan is on the agenda for a joint meeting.
Right.
So that was my understanding. Did I understand that correctly?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
So after you set up the structure, you need to set up like the governing parameters.
Well, that was the idea.
Doing that as well?
We are going to set up, for instance, like we would set up a committee for airport advisory board or planning commission or whatever. Any way you would set one up, that we would set up the structure of this many members and from this sector, and these were their guiding rules.
The guiding rules. So that last point is part of it. You're doing the whole thing. So we're adopting not just the people, the members, or whatever.
We're going to have a structure as to what their authorities are.
You know. Or a true recommendation to the policy board.
Recommendation.
Board.
Right.
What they're going to be tasked with. And what their goal is.
Well, that's kind of their responsibility and who they answer to, you know, who they answer to and their meetings and those kinds of things.
Okay, great.
Now, I don't think what we're going to do is address specific topics, but they're going to be an economic committee that economic issues can be filtered through, is my understanding.
Are you going to set
it may take a different direction when we get there at 9 o'clock Monday.
Are you going to set up their term? In other words, yeah, they're going to serve on a four-year term?
That would be in there. Okay. That's part of it. Yeah, it's just like you set up any other committee
or
board.
Any other task force.
For a task force.
Like what's already done. And I think their structure actually works, as I've thought about this, probably pretty well for us. Because there's standard members. There's the county, the city, economic development opportunities, there's the chambers, you know, there's different slots that you just, and they're not on a rotating term. Commissioner Walker's term is at the behest of the board as long as she's economic development liaison. So there's certain people, other than like the members at large, if that's going to be a consideration, they're just slots, which I really like slots as opposed to actual people.
Right.
Probably ought to have a balance, but
It will be slot type like position.
The mayor is the designated person from the council to act as that liaison.
Right, so just the at-large, perhaps.
Maybe.
Right, maybe. Sounds good.
Yeah.
So that's the topic Monday. So I think that there's some issues that need to be discussed in regards to the strategic plan, because if we're going to be scheduling a meeting in the next few weeks in regards to adoption. I think at the workshop last week we talked about like a month. Wasn't that what we thought?
Mm-hmm.
About 4 weeks
sometime
out.
Sometime in November?
Yeah. And so in order
before
to...
Before the end of the year.
We didn't actually schedule that. We just said about
it. We just said before the end of the year, I think.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So before we move on to that, I just wanted to clarify, the individuals sitting here, the two policy boards, wanting to send sort of a recommendation through you as the liaison that we do have those industry-specific slots and not individuals as for you to consider
the
makeup.
I mean, I understand
you.
That.
Okay.
I think
right.
The others do, too. We don't want to name, you know, that...
Not people.
People that will be on it. We want to name representations of organizations.
Yeah.
You know, somebody from the Chamber of Commerce, somebody from the city, somebody, all those kinds of things.
Mm-hmm.
Not
mm-hmm.
people.
Okay.
Because those will change.
Gives you some flexibility for as long as the slot is still.
Yeah,
right.
Kind of like when you were at RBI.
Tourist company and a hotelier and those kind of things. Okay.
Yeah, and I know people made the suggestion that we keep it as small as possible, but you mentioned Soretti's board. I think we have 20-some members on that board.
That gets to be unwieldy for this
type of situation. But
that's why I suggested you have like kind of like a policy group, and then you've got a tech. The NPO has that. You've got the policy group, and then you've got the technical advisory. Those are the people that are, you know, proposing things.
Mm-hmm.
You wouldn't want something that went in the face of... You don't want to do that because the chamber or whoever, the smaller member kind of a thing. I wrote a couple of it down here. You'd probably want input from Regional Solutions at some point, you know, in some higher education, healthcare, job council. But they may not be like the community individual policy people that I would want to say, yeah, you can make decisions on behalf of the
county. If anybody has any suggestions that they would like us to consider on Monday, if you would get them to me, just email me. Maybe just a sentence or two or whatever.
You make up.
Mm-hmm. Like what you would like to see as far as who
I
you might like to see on there, any provisions you would like to see in that.
Yeah.
Stuff like that happens.
Yeah.
And I'll put those all together and take them to the meetings for consideration Monday.
I gave this to Commissioner Walker already. I've had it for a year. And I can go through it so you're not duplicating and telling her what has already been suggested. Not that mine.
Excuse me, you said you gave it to me, but I think you said you were going to.
No, I made you a copy. It's okay. I'll get you
another
one.
Make me have a copy.
I will.
I remember looking at it, but I thought that was
what you said. Because I was thinking I gave you original, but I wrote all over it. So,
yeah.
So I
thought you said you were going to give me one.
The Planning Community Economic Development Director from both entities makes a board liaison, a city liaison, GP Chamber, Cave Junction Chamber, a viticulture rep, a natural resources rep might be the same thing, although I was looking at ag and wood products to be kind of natural resources different from viticulture, because viticulture has tourism elements that wood products and stuff doesn't really have. This representative from Soretti, Business Oregon, but they're also on regional solutions, so some of those you can capture. Small Business Administration, Business Retention and Expansion Committee, Town Center Authority, Airports, Recreation, Tourism, Parks, City of Cape Junction. That's different than the Chamber of Cape Junction, but I don't know how that goes. There's the IVCDO. There's two members at large. I just threw that out there. Josephine County Realtors. There's a hospitality. Somebody suggested a historical. I'm just throwing out,
right.
Check them off. Trying to grab as many as possible. And then there's regional solutions, higher ed, RCC, healthcare, industry, and then the job council, whatever they're called.
Work source.
Yeah, investment board or whatever. So. And there's probably others that I didn't think of, but tried to. The governor's office is by the regional solutions staff or Alex. So,
Well, and I don't mind it getting a little bigger because of how much, how much we have to cover. Mm-hmm. And so I wouldn't want to limit that to 9 or something and go, oh, darn, I wish we'd had 17 because that would have been a great number for all the windows we have. So wherever it falls naturally, I guess, when you guys start.
Well, we'll have those really discussions next week, and I think, too, when you look at some of those, it might be such that we structure a member board, and then we have an executive board that works with the member board, so because if you end up with too many having, you can't get a quorum. You know, if you're talking about quorums for a board, then you could have...
I don't even know if there's a gene pool to draw from, but one of the aspect is the industrial park side. When somebody comes in and says, "Yeah, I want to build a building," or I need a building, we immediately funnel them out to build a new building at Spalding, or we funnel them out to Merlin, or we funnel them somewhere to build a new structure so we can all get our hands on it. But yet, at the same time, you have people like Don Carter and Bud Hopp that have N and M Street both. Industrial parks, and they have vacancies, and we have no inventory of that. Mm-hmm. And there's industrial situations and landlords all over the valley, but they just they're silent. They have to advertise on their own, and they have no voice at the table. But I don't even know if there's a gene pool to draw. They don't have an organization. They aren't organized to draw from.
But that doesn't mean that we couldn't have someone...
It's not Chamber of Commerce,
Right.
That doesn't mean we couldn't have under the structure to develop... liaisons to those that focus on those to get that inventory.
Right.
Or maybe a task force to get the inventory so that we have something to work
you
with.
You might pick the realtor, Johnson County Realtors Association. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. That realtor recommends that they have that industrial employment land kind of a...
Right. It's ready. If somebody says, I want to come here and build gun stocks for the military, mm-hmm. and I need 25,000 square feet. You go, we can put that out there. We can have.
And so already, theoretically, so already has that kind of information. But
theoretically, so already has that.
But do we have access to it? Do they really have it? But I think those would be answers that could be generated to be found mm-hmm. by the committee, by a designee of the committee or whatever.
Okay.
So any suggestions you have, though, get those to either me or David Reeves or somebody, and we can bring them on Monday. Okay. Now, back to the plan. Because if we're going to form a committee, and the discussion at the workshop the other day was to form the committee and adopt a committee plan at the same time that we adopt a strategic plan. I know that in discussions at our board, some people have some issues with the plan, and I think those need to be brought out today rather than later so that we can talk about those issues with the plan. So,
Yes.
Who would like?
In the workshop, I mentioned the forestry component, and I don't need to take that and make it into a larger issue, but I'm going to have a real tough time of adopting this plan with what's talked about in that section on the forestry deal. So I don't know if we have the, if it has merit to include it or strike it. I really don't see that it brings very much to the table. Most of the things in there, it's not that they have a different perspective than mine, which I can totally appreciate. It's that sometimes they're not even right. I have stuff that I could say, well, mm-hmm. did you check in with so and so and say that's not the statistic that I've been using for 6-7 years. I don't know where you got your information. Maybe it's newer information, which I doubt. I just, everything I'm reading, it's not accurate. So rather than get belabored on that, I don't think it brings very much to the committee. I don't really want them to focus on too much of what that is. We were having a discussion of where is the timber sector going in the future? It's going to cross laminate stuff. It's value added. It's the DR Johnson that's starting up in Roseburg that's in production, that they're building, test buildings at Oregon State, Portland, multi-story high-rise facilities that are wood frame style and structure. That's really what's catching on, not just in this country, but around the world, and they're looking at that. That's the new wave of timber infrastructure. It's not 2x4 stick frame. It's always going to be that way for residential developments, but the new wave. How do we capture that? Yeah, how do we do that here? I'd like to know. That's what would be valuable in this plan that I don't know, that nobody really knows. That's what I was hoping this plan was going to tell me. Not where the industry is. Some of the stuff where they, I don't know, it just didn't resonate with who I'm talking about at OFIC, Oregon Forest Institute, or American Forest Resource Council in Portland. That's not their perspective on the industry, and they are the industry. So it's like, let's focus on something else. I'd be most comfortable with just pulling it, I don't want to have to fix it. I don't want to have a conversation with a consultant that says, well, did you think about this? And I can show you some things that maybe change your perspective a little bit. I don't need to do that. I'd feel better, and I wanted to sit down with Dennis Roller because I think he was the person who was proposing that there be a forest component to it. I certainly think that there's merit to the forest economy, having it 3%. I'm not so sure. Those statistics are very easy to kind of push in the direction you want them to go in. If you wanted it to be a larger percentage of the economy, I certainly could probably get you statistics that say that it is. Or I could say that it's pretty much not part of our Josephine County local economy at all, which I think is kind of what they did. It goes both ways.
Doesn't that, if you pull it, wouldn't that give local latitude to come up with our own plan? If we follow Eco Northwest's plan and it's not sufficient, it just barely touches the tip of the iceberg, wouldn't it be better to just, as you say, just pull that aspect from their study and go out on your own?
I mean, we need a plan for it.
Because we're closer to it.
Yeah, that's the most studied element of the Oregon economy ever. It's not even that big. Intel is 10% of Oregon's economy. What are we doing on that sector of the economy that's growing, that's not controversial, so to speak, with the environment thing? That's what I would have loved to, if I could have picked a sector. The technology sector or the cannabis industry. I mean, it's the gold rush in Southern Oregon. We're kind of missing out. I mean, so Ace is getting doubled their income and profit and stuff, but most of the revenue is going somewhere else. How do we capture it here? Tell me the 5 things that our planning office should do to say we need to capture that value-added element right here in Josephine County.
As long as we're on the Eco Northwest report, instead of pulling it, I'm more of a believer in resources and availability to read and to understand and to look at and go, that's worthless, or whatever. But I would like to pull it. That's just one of the many references that would be supplied to the group.
Okay.
And for them to look at it. And I have every confidence that if they look at it, they read it correctly, they'll understand that there's not any A, B, C, D steps that we should take. They don't have those there.
I can see that. Maybe in legislation or anything else, there's a minority report. Mm-hmm. And maybe I can compile that before the, I know I can, before the adoption of this plan. And if that's acceptable to the group as a supplemental document on forest management, I'll introduce a minority report to it. I think if it stays, that's what I'd like to be able to do. If it's pulled, I don't have to do that. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean?
But it seems like it should be in there as a bookmark anyway. Even if it's ineffective, it gives us a spot to go, they address it, we're going to address it. Right, but it's definitely a part of us, whether it's the unspoken part that we know so much about or what.
One thing they didn't talk about is like Rough and Ready is looking to do an auction this week.
This week?
Yeah.
I think it's the third.
When you lose that piece of infrastructure, what is the impact to the residents of Josephine County? There are thousands of small woodlot resource owners in Josephine County who have always had an opportunity to sell, you know, the one truck of logs off of their place every 10 years when they needed a couple extra cash or they were dead and dying timber. We don't have that resource in Josephine County anymore, so if you're going to even do stewardship projects out in the Illinois Valley, you're going to ship all of that stuff over to Jackson or Douglas County. What did that do to our economy here? They didn't talk about that. And that's fundamental. I mean, we don't talk about it if you don't have more than 5 acres or something like that. You can manage timber on 5 acres. People's taxes are getting readjusted. How they're getting their deferment, that little element, that's not small chunk change.
How does it
affect thousands of residents?
How does that affect the price of Josephine County timber that's owned by the county?
It's discounted.
Well, that would be another question. That should be a question. But summarizing this stuff, I think it's safe. It's very safe for me to say, appreciate their work. I don't think it had any relationship at all to what I was expecting to come about. And it should be included as a reference material, and we move on. And the committee that's being formed is the one that's coming up with some itemized steps, identifiable steps. What do we do first, second? What area are we going? Why? How can it be achieved? But, you know, as far as that report goes, to me, that's... It was nice to read some of the historical things, and but there wasn't anything in there specifically identified that we ought to go here first. Why? These are the 4 steps that should take to get this.
Yeah. I think it puts a lot of emphasis on the committee coming up with those tangible steps, like the planning. The first thing they suggest was the planning. Josephine County Planning Department needs to streamline their processes and stuff like that. They didn't even suggest doing what the city did and having that customer, you know, interaction thing, that first town hall meeting with them. And I thought that was really, really, it's not brilliant, but it was great. I mean, hear from the customers that have been there in a very open setting and say, you guys constantly do these 3 things really poorly. If you could get this done, we'd be happy with you. You know, that's tangible actions that you can take. And it's just like, they didn't reference the fact that we've working on codifying our code for 6 years. So that you have an opportunity to reference something. The rules, you know, just saying you've made good progress here, and the things that you need to do once you have that code codified. Put it online. Repeal outdoor ordinances, making sure that your code is consistent with the state ORSs and the ORRs. It's not hard. I mean, I could have wrote that down.
Yeah. And so I have a larger question. Because it's a draft final document, is there any value in having the committee having some feedback before we adopt the plan and trying to mine a little more information out of our contractor? Because it did seem like we got a little bit boilerplated. Mm-hmm. By this company, and we didn't get any specific, tangible, directional lanes to get in. We just got an assessment of where we've been or whatever.
Are you talking about bumping this into next year, maybe?
That's what I'm saying. Bump the adoption of the plan, but have the committee look at it. And I don't know if that has as many pluses as it does negatives or what. But I wanted to throw it out there.
The discussion that we had a while back, the last one before the draft final came out, addressed those very specific things. And so I'm not sure what's the value. What can I expect by saying to them, you know what, we like
we reiterate what we did back in October or whatever it was, when we had it and we asked you these specific questions, and you give us what, okay, to my position, send, thank you very much, we're contractually finished, we're done, and we move on with some, I mean, because I don't know why you want to, why one would not use, but why one would want to continue to kick a dead horse. And to me, even Northwest is a dead horse as far as the specific development of economic development in Josephine County. Okay, appreciate that. That's a benefit for us to realize, too, that there aren't these firms out here just slathering over opportunity to come in and give you their 5 points on how to make a better environment. Okay, they don't have it. I don't see any necessity to continue with Northwest with another follow-up. If they want to volunteer their time to come up with this new step and new process, great. I don't have a problem with that. I just don't see them volunteering their time, but if they wanted to, good.
I think there's merit in outlining the criticisms of this plan, because my thought is that this committee, I'm not looking for them to develop those tangible steps to move forward on. Otherwise, we wouldn't have needed to hire Eco Northwest in the first place. I think there's merit to having a firm whose core competency is efficient economic development. Where the markets, where the trends are going, and this committee may not know those things. So if we know, we'll do a firm assessment, this committee does a firm assessment of the shortcomings in this plan and the tangible assets, you can hire that next firm and say, this is specifically what I need you to do for us.
Right, we've decided to, yeah, okay.
So I think your proposal has merit, but it also has the downside that you're focused on something that is water under the bridge, so to speak. But this is the first thing we're handing them, right? You're going to have a 15-board committee or 20 or whatever, and you're going to hand them this and say, okay, now go forth and do good work. And they're going to evaluate it. They're going to look at it and say, wow, this is not, you know.
How did you miss that at this level?
Right?
Right, we have to have
why did you give a
confident instruction data.
If we're asking those questions, the committee is going to ask the very same question.
What? Once, like Commissioner Harris saying, really, they don't have an operational plan from this document. And so it would be difficult to say, here you go, prosper. Mm-hmm. But they
don't have an implementation.
Right.
I thought they were going to give us an implementation plan. We were looking for an economic development plan. Mm-hmm. How can we together work forward? Where do we need to combine our resources? Is it in infrastructure? Is it in promotion? Is it tourism? Yeah, right. Agriculture, is it?
Maybe we should have one parks department for Josephine County. I don't know.
Yeah.
Some proposal.
You know, that was another one. Should we combine resources in departments? And that's not even correct.
And using this material as well as other materials as resources to come up with that, those whatever the next 5 steps are or whatever, that's great. I appreciate it, all kind of stuff. But to me, that is...
You said that, Commissioner Heck. And so I don't mean to be critical, but what are you proposing for the next step? We're not asking volunteers to take the place of an economic development
contractor.
These are volunteers. They've got their own jobs. You're taking them away from what they're focused on for their economic development and saying, here, just take this and reference it. I don't know that there's much in here from their perspective that's like, oh, wow, I didn't know that about my industry? No. Nobody's saying that.
They already know almost everything that's in that.
So what do we do? I mean, if we take that, I'd rather hear some sort of a proposed constructive suggestion than we just leave this go. We've got a contractor out there that had pretty specific directions. If I had directions for a contractor to put a roof on the new community, the corrections facility over there, and they built like half a roof, or they put the underlayment down, the tar paper, well, they gave it a good shot, and they tried really hard. Yeah, we need the underlayment. We need the foundation for it. They didn't put anything of the other stuff, the asphalt, shingles, or anything like that. I'm not just walking away and saying, well, you know, they're a big company, and we tried really hard. No. This is not satisfactory in my expectations, anybody's. Nobody's sitting at the table and saying, no, I think they did a great job. They, you know, exactly what I was looking for. We're all kind of like, boilerplate, you didn't come up to the mark. I would have paid twice what we paid for the right plan. We didn't pick them because they were the cheapest. We picked them because we wanted a good product. We didn't get that. And I'm willing to sit down with them and say, until that happens, that I have the chance to sit down with them and say, these are the shortcomings that I see on this. I can't hand this to your committee and say, please develop a plan for how we're going to solve the problems in our community and economic development county program. No. You tell me the shortcomings. It's your job to do
it. The assets, the shortcomings. I'm totally in agreement with what Simon just mentioned, because I think we need to get more out of them before we let them go. Because they have not completed the proposed task, it seems. And so, what's your take?
So, they haven't met the scope in the contract or in the RFP. It's very clear that they did not do any kind of market leakage analysis. They didn't do a full strategic plan when it came to specific industries, providing us with specific steps on doing value-added type items like Commissioner Ayer was talking about. It's not there. There's a number of items, you know, that I've highlighted, and those little things, where they did not meet the scope of the contract. So legally, I think they're binding to that, and if you wanted to do that, both policy boards wanted to move forward with that, we could legally hold them to, if we wanted to continue to work with them, meeting the criteria that was in the contract.
I think we're Commissioner Hedges, and I don't want to speak for him, but I think I'm understanding where you're coming from. It's like they could be totally short on the contract, but I don't want them to do it because they've had 6 months to do what they've done. What they're going to do is what they just did. So
they're not capable.
I don't think they're picking up what we're putting down, because we put it in the scope of work, we put it in an RFP, and we had conversations with them. Like, how much more? I'm not going to whip out crayons to tell you what. I think I'm picking up what you're saying, finally.
And I asked that question of them, and their basic response was
finally hearing what you're saying.
They don't think that we're ready as a county for the rest of the information.
Oh, that's great.
And that's great.
But see, that is exactly...
That is a talking down to us.
Well,
as if we're
that is exactly the issue.
I mean, if I were coming in here, I was going to say, you don't have a public safety system that can facilitate any type of economic development. But I don't want to wait till we have the perfect sheriff's department and public safety system. That is going to get solved eventually. Mm-hmm. We have a backstop that says we don't have a choice. I want to work on the other stuff with infrastructure, of marketing, things where we are positioned to move forward regardless.
Mm-hmm.
It would have been nice to have them enunciate their concerns
before the contract,
the first go around. You know, we appreciate the opportunity, folks, but you guys are too much of too many simpletons to understand our goals and how we structure. So we'll move on. Instead of taking the money and saying, after we get all done, our assumption was correct. You're too simple to understand our
when did they say that?
So a quote from the October 17th in response to concerns that I wanted Susan and David to bring up is, it lacks detail because we believe an important test of the collaboration is for the committee to be able to navigate the politics of the city and the county and the public-private partnerships that all the stakeholders desire.
It's not a matter of doing politics.
That was a unilateral decision they made to not provide us with the details that we requested.
All the charrettes and all of the community conversations, if they were saying that they wanted the committee to do it, I thought those were actually not very effective use of their times. They don't need to go out to those people. They need to talk to the public and figure out, that's what I thought they were doing initially, was talking to all of us and saying, what is our reaction, what is our direction? We've got focused on it. You know,
they did talk to me.
They talked to me, and I said, you're going to have to
hold
them back and then tell us what you heard and then tell us where you're going to go with that. And that didn't happen.
Well, I go back to my, you know, everything is perfectly understandable in hindsight, and I go back and I say, hey, I mentioned this morning, I think. But to me, that statement right there is reflective of how I have felt from the get-go. Is that here is this big Portland-esque firm coming down to help us grow in understanding how their expertise can be used
in our county, rather than coming down and talking to us simpletons and getting understanding of what do we want, and then with their expertise to try to formulate and to build on this, where can we go? They want us to accept what their plan is, and we will be much better as a result of it. And pox in your house, man. I'm sorry. It's not working.
Given where they're from and that they've got that all, well, this job here should have been a snap. This should have been elementary to them.
Especially when you're talking about dealing with simpleton folks.
Well, to tell us that we're not ready for the details.
Well, they believe that we have a lot of politics to navigate through city and county relations.
Nobody else does.
And partnerships, and we're not. That
yeah, no other county does.
Our important test is to come up with the detail. They established the structure.
Amen. So what structure did they establish?
We had professionals that could come up with the details. Why would we hire them?
Well, as I said, I can't answer the question, but I can tell you that the product does not match the scope.
Well,
of the
I don't want to get mired down in kind of like an animosity type of feeling. It is what it is. But how do we make it better? How do we take what has been delivered? And I think if we have grounds, and you're going to evaluate that better than anybody, that they didn't meet the scope, and that's where we can say, you know what, we're going to cut it. Both of us are going to cut our losses. But we really can't, in good conscience, be able to exercise the full measure of this contract by assessing the $70,000, whatever the full contract is. We would love to see a reduction in that.
Yes.
I'm not going to ask you to do any more. I think that we probably could legally. That's where we could go. Mm-hmm. These three or four tangible things. And we think that's probably valued in the contract at $10,000, $20,000. So what we're looking to do is meet you in the middle and say, if you reduce your contract by that, we won't take you to court or anything like that. We won't do that. And we won't ask you to fulfill the scope of work. We're just going to say, where we're at is where we're at. Cut us a check for $20,000 or whatever the number, you can monetize it. And then we move forward because we're going to have to outsource. We're going to have to spend that money on contracting with the right contractor to do the job that they didn't do. Because I think funny thing is this really, for me, is like, now I know the 10 things specifically that I want the next contractor to go out and delineate. Because I've had to think about it because you didn't do it. And now I'm going to know that I'm going to have to spend $30,000 to get it done right.
I think we found that at the council level, you know, when we get back to the results, we say, why did you look at this that you didn't ask us to?
This one we did.
Well, because the scope of work was really good in the RFP.
I thought it was pretty clear.
Yeah.
And they referenced that they received on a number of occasions verbal agreements to change the scope through commissioners, through city staff, and nowhere is that an allowable change of scope. It's got to be in writing, and so there's just really nothing there for them.
There isn't anything.
I had Mark Bartholomew look at it also. He agrees that he believes they didn't meet the scope. Yeah. So where we want to go with that would be up to the policy boards.
I'm in favor of negotiating a settlement that fiscally we can use those resources to say, committee, we're not just handing you a very short, here's what you got, find the hole, and here's $20,000-$30,000. You guys go manage the next contractor.
I think the council would be up for that.
So I can talk to Mark about that.
The interesting thing, you made that comment where they've had these verbal agreements to change the scope.
Yes.
I never had that kind of conversation with them, number one.
Yeah, show me the email.
But when they would bring ideas up, I'd say, well, that might be a good one to explore. You might add that in. Or, you know, that might be, you know, there was never any discussion.
All said that.
We all did. There's no
way. They come back, that's got to be in writing before you change the scope.
Right.
And that's
exactly.
Everybody on these boards was ignored.
None of us have done
that. And nobody said, you know, why don't you put that in writing so we can actually.
And that's exactly what I asked for. After everybody goes, talks to everybody, come back and tell us where you're going to go with the information you gathered. That's exactly what I asked for.
And if you don't have the documentation, tell us what documentation you need to make sure it fits into your scope.
So we can all say, yes, go for it.
Yep.
You can't be allowed in your scope without written direction or written request.
So that proposal is not a possible decision.
Thanks, but sorry.
Okay, so.
This has been positive. I think that's great.
Where we are.
A good resolution.
Where we are at this point, we will still, as a committee, work on.
Oh, of course.
Of the Economic Development Committee. And I think they should lead,
honestly,
whatever it's called,
they should lead the charge next time.
Right. So we will continue to work on the structure of this committee and at least get a draft ready for review to see if more. Since you've already done that analysis, do we want him to do some kind of a letter or contact with Econ Northwest?
I can start the. I can.
Do you need approval by your policy?
Yeah, I was going to say, you need approval by the city council.
You have it by ours.
Okay. I would like to get approval by the city council that we try to negotiate a settlement on the rest of the contract.
Okay. I think that'll fly.
Mm-hmm. And we agreeable to that.
So I'll just put that on the agenda.
We're unanimously agreeable to that as well.
Timeline, looking at the agenda in the back here.
Monday or whatever? The agenda.
The difficulty is here in November.
What?
That's the difference.
That's why it's so weird. It's going to
we can we could fit it in on the 7th. We got time. Probably. I mean,
might as well as soon as possible.
Yeah.
On the 7th?
Yeah, next Monday.
We can fit it on the 7th to discuss with council.
You can tell them thank you for us being given us the opportunity to agree on our first thing.
First step. Yeah.
Right. One in a row.
And one for one. As we seem to be, we do agree that you have. You're seriously shortcoming on your performance as providing them.
No.
Yeah. Nothing like call there.
Right?
Yeah.
Good to start.
Well, the thing
here's
is.
All the tests.
Here's the real one.
Things anyway.
Yeah.
That would be comedic.
Well, okay.
I have a lunch appointment.
Well, now you feel good, though. Don't you feel good?
I feel good.
Okay. I think, did you have another topic here you wanted to talk about?
Well, I had two topics that are just were discussion points. The first one is fire district. So we're interested in, and we are doing a feasibility on a fire district and seeing what the benefit, if it's beneficial or not to our constituents. We're at a point where we would like to consider forming the fire district. We have our legal counsel saying we can do that by county initiative. We have county's legal counsel saying no. So we've got a difference in legal opinion. And
so to me, that would be the issue to solve first.
Yeah, it is the issue to solve first. But I'm approaching the Board of Commissioners to maybe have a general discussion with legal counsel on this also, because it is left to interpretation. Unfortunately, statutes are vague and they're not well written. So I think that it's plausible that both parties have this type of viewpoint.
I think you're suggesting, I don't want to get into the details. Yeah. You're suggesting of a general discussion with our legal counsel.
Yeah. Yeah, right? Because ultimately we've got one individual, holding up the potential for the constituents of Grants Pass to make a decision on the type and level of service they have by going to vote.
So what is
and that's all we're asking for. We're asking for our citizens to be able to vote. We've got one.
I understand all that. I'm with you 100%. I appreciate your political fervor. What you're saying is, but what is our next executive session?
I don't think it needs to be an executive session. It's not a pending litigation. It probably doesn't qualify.
I'm not sure if it would fit under executive session.
I don't think so either.
So next week we have a general discussion, I think, on Tuesday.
Why can't it be on Thursday?
Could be.
In Redmond, maybe.
And
matters, other matters.
I don't want to be there all day.
I mean, because obviously this is something that you should get an answer from our side.
Well, he's missing.
Well, why could we not just as the board chair, but as a board chair, we could allow her to notify legal counsel to develop an answer.
Well, we have an answer from legal counsel. Well, the answer is it's not permitted.
Then what are we talking about? It's not permitted.
Because
it's up to interpretation.
It's up to interpretation.
Well, but that's what I'm saying. That's part of what I mean by legal, and without going all the permutations of what a legal answer means. That would be part of the legal response. I'd like our legal counsel to say, there are this and this and this and this, and the 80-20 says no. I mean, he will provide some answer.
Yeah. I mean, there's ways you can do it. We could submit it. he could tell the clerk no. Don't process. We could take it to court, and that doesn't go well.
It's not so bad that but because we've asked for declaratory judgments a couple of times,
mm-hmm.
and it's not that we're adverse to any kind of the process.
It's when you clarification of the law.
Ultimately, it might be challenged regardless of whether or not we're resolved. Somebody can bring it to that point if there is a cloud over it. All roads might lead to a judge judgment on it anyway.
Mm-hmm.
How long would it take? Declaratory judgment, you can get those pretty quickly.
Kind of quick. It's usually on our part. How long does it take to put the, I mean, you can put together a memo on it.
Mm-hmm.
That doesn't take that long. But if you were putting together a case in front of a judge, mm-hmm. you better have your ducks in a row, because that's making a definitive decision that's not, you can't go back on, you know, once the judge, if you don't make your case well enough and you lose, you're kind of done. So you guys are looking, what's your ultimate?
So November 17th, we have to go out to redo the public safety levy, if that's what we're going to do. Ultimately, this
November
is an opportunity. Yeah. This is an opportunity for us to have a permanent funding solution to public safety. It's also an opportunity for a huge benefit of the county to ultimately potentially expand services in the future and get that consistency. So it's, I think, a benefit to the community and a benefit to the
organization. So are you looking to go in May or November?
We'd be looking at potentially going in May.
So that we'd know before November.
Yep.
Okay. Are you collecting it November or next November?
If it passed in May, we'd collect it.
So you don't have any
November 17th?
No, not this
one. As it sits right now. Yeah. You have to do it in May.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
When's your deadline for that?
Well, we would want to get started ASAP. I mean, right now is when we should be getting started with it.
Yeah.
Because your deadlines will probably be like February, March.
February,
yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Yeah, but that's not yet. But getting the community behind it is, mm-hmm. is the
campaign.
But yeah. I would also support getting our legal counsel, asking our legal counsel to provide us ASAP his legal expertise position.
Okay, now
we've gone to the next hurdle.
Would you get a written opinion from your legal counsel to us?
Mm-hmm.
And shall I ask Wally to do one too?
Yes, please.
Okay. I have a question for you. Would it be just the city limits or would it include the UGB?
Just the city limits.
Why not the UGB?
Let's not get into the details of it at all.
No, I'm just asking if they'd considered it.
It was considered in the feasibility in the beginning, but it's the city limits because the city has shown a record of supporting public safety in their services, and it would be the most simplest.
Right.
It'd be up to the district in the future on annexation.
Okay.
And it's very clear in ORS that you can't annex and expand.
Okay.
Got it. Well, and certainly we should look for examples of any existing fire districts within city limits in the state of Oregon.
That's the thing that's going to be the changer for me. I know what Wally's going to say. We've already had this conversation.
Mm-hmm.
What I need is case law. I need an example.
Yeah, the example.
Someplace else where it's happened.
There isn't any definitive case law on it, unfortunately. Even Wally's case law doesn't
really
match.
Match
so,
exactly.
Yeah, this is a new...
New ground.
Mm-hmm, it is.
Hmm. What an opportunity.
Well,
it is.
All roads at some point probably lead to case law. And I don't know that it... You're probably better served by doing it yourself rather than having somebody else eventually do it. If you're looking for a May thing, I don't know that you don't chart that course. Just be out front of it and say, we didn't want to put anything in front of the voters that we weren't 100% sure was the legal authority, because you hate to have it challenged at any given point, either before or after. Because even if you do it after the election and it's found not to be right, you did all that for nothing. So I don't know.
Well, yeah. We just want to avoid a dust up with you guys, frankly.
Yeah, we would want to.
We're looking at a good opportunity for us.
At the end of the day, the thing has a far greater chance of passing if the policy board agrees.
Yeah, but if we have to fight our way through the county.
Well, a big step in us being able to agree definitively is knowing we have never shied away from the GMO case, you know, the marijuana, anything. We just would like to know.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't think it has to be a positive. I think it can be, I don't think it has to be a negative. It can be a positive.
It's all how it's fun. And if we had to do the judgment, it would all depend
on things. We frame things.
Right. Yeah. No, I wasn't saying how the Board of Commissioners spin. I was saying how other people want to take
politics to the community.
Right.
Too late.
We just want to know. We just want to know answers. We don't want it. We don't want it to be subject to any kind of a legal challenge at any point.
Right.
It just needs to be clean. And so,
good.
Maybe that's the other thing is if you could ask Mark to chart that course as well, what it would look like. I mean, who are you? Who are
the
you
judgment
timeline?
Yeah.
Or?
Yeah. Just, mm-hmm. just do you need to submit it like next week and then have Wally and the clerk reject it? And if that's the case, then we need to be on the same page of saying, yeah, we're going to reject it as soon as we get it. We're not going to sit on it for 3 months and contemplate, you know. It's going to be, we'll be two players in that effort.
That would be wonderful.
We could say, well, we'll look into that.
That would be wonderful, because we've discussed that, but we wanted to see. We didn't know what the Board of Commissioners' viewpoint on that would be. But if it was a partnership working through this to determine that, then that could be a positive.
Okay. I'm totally responsible for that.
Okay.
Excellent.
All right. Excellent.
Sounds good.
The other item was just transiency vacancy. We have a forum coming up December 1st at 6 p.m., and we'll be able to provide opportunities for the public or interested individuals, merchants, et cetera, to get a take on what we've been doing, and we've been very active in taking positive steps to address that. This is a community issue. It's not a city issue. It's not a county issue. It is a community. It's bigger than all of us here in the room. So one of the things, though, that was mentioned, and Public Safety wanted me to mention this to you as a Board of Commissioners, is your hardscape out here. The hardscape, we have found, is a magnet for attracting the negative activities that occur with transients and vagrants.
So what do we do about it?
We've taken out park benches. There's hardly any benches downtown.
I thought about it today.
The hardscape's gone. If that was taken out, then there would be probably less likelihood of people hanging out in that location. Unfortunately, we've taken out infrastructure in parks. We've taken out infrastructure in downtown. But what it does is it moves them on somewhere else, they just go away because they don't have a spot to hang out.
Yeah.
Well, I'd only hope there'd come a day we could put that stuff back.
It'd be wonderful.
Oh, my gosh. But
it's so terrible to have.
But we had to remove. Yeah. We had to remove everything at the county building out in Cave Junction because we would have a dozen people hang around out there all the time,
that's
and it
not
was
the look.
We just took everything out.
Well, I had some interesting comments to me just coming here to this meeting because I walked by there and there was some interesting individuals. So
commenting on your tie.
Yeah.
Something about Halloween.
Well, I would love to see a list of the potential things. We've talked about piping classical music, you know, in that area. It's a problem and a concern for us too. We're just looking at what ways can we make it better. We removed that tree, and I think that's going to be
that
positive
helps.
In the summertime. Mm-hmm. We're considering some of those other trees out there. We're relocating the handicap access. At least we're going to propose, Ryan's going to propose that to the board, to moving that out front and having no access by that back
into the
handbasker, and just kind of compartmentalizing the opportunity for people to hang out there. My challenge is that there's probably only half of the population that's hanging out there that's actually sitting on the bench. Some people are sitting on the floor, they're sitting on the grass.
It's true.
And with that bus thing, that's not going to be for another year. So it's like, okay, well, we'll do what we can. But I think that's an ultimate contributor to people hanging out around there. Is there a no loitering policy in the city?
Constitutionally, the state of Oregon preempts any of that.
Okay.
I would say that the bus is not as big a contributor as what one might think of it.
Well, people wait for the bus seem to be like regular folks trying to get to a community college.
Yeah, sure.
Not to skip off of that one, but one of the concerns I have is out in the county, outside the city limits, is you've got that huge hobo camp up there at Devil's Slide and all that. I don't know whose land. Is that BLM land up there?
Probably is.
Along the track there. And I mean, there's all those hills outside west of Grass Pass are just littered with people and camps. And who do we get a hold of to clean that up? Just like Exit 55, that was collaboration between Sheriff, the district, the state,
ODOT.
And ODOT. But do we get the railroad involved and saying, you know what?
If it's a railroad land, I doubt very seriously whether it's a railroad land.
I don't think
probably
it's
BLM.
It's probably BLM.
Yeah.
I think we ought to look into that because, you know what? No, they just leave here. They're just coming here. But if they stayed out, you know, if we kind of get rid of their...
Outrun our police's reach.
Yeah.
Which is the terrible part.
They just step out of the other... There's somebody's jurisdiction and we just... Stop at the Rio Grande.
They don't know what the boundaries are.
Exactly. There's no respecter of city limits.
Mr. Kubik was saying it's not just a city, county,
right.
It's everybody. It's our
BLM. It's
a community problem. And so, but I think just to address, you know, doing tangible things in places we can, what can we do out there, and we're happy to partner.
Removing some of the hardscape.
Commissioner Walker sees it every day because her office is
out over there. She'd love it.
And I hear it. I hear them arguing.
It's a real problem.
Singing. Everything else they do.
We're happy to help in any way we can.
Okay.
Let me know from a facility standpoint of things that we can do, and I'll ask Ryan, you know, how hard would this be, and what can we do here, and then make those proposals when necessary to the board.
And I do appreciate the way that when somebody does pass out on the bench out there, that the city comes over and takes the guy and escorts him off to some other place. I mean, I appreciate that. You can't do that with it just because the guy's an obnoxious idiot sitting out there. But when somebody has a need in danger of his own life or endangering others, and he passed out on the bench, okay, something actually happened. And they know that. I mean, the word is out.
Mm-hmm.
They are really aggravated over the city's increased patrols that does not allow them to be able to sit out there anymore.
Are we doing this on a regular basis, a monthly basis? I think they're...
By God, we should. If not quarterly, monthly.
Oh, yeah.
I think for a little while, monthly might be... Well, you're not going to get too many for the rest of the year.
Well, set one for January or something.
I think that's really helpful.
Since we might miss Christmas.
This is a good idea.
If we ever run out of issues to discuss, then...
Yeah.
For a little while. I got to run. I apologize.
All right. So, you're going to do the letter.
Take care.
Bye-bye. Thank you.
Commissioner. And the committee's meeting Monday. So when do we need to get back together? You'll provide us that.
So you're talking about the letter with regards to the fire district? Or?
No, I'm talking about that too. But I'm talking about the Econ Northwest.
Oh, Econ Northwest.
Econ Northwest.
I first will get, need to get approval of
the
city council, and then we will take a look at what correspondence we'll have with them to negotiate the contract.
All right. The board is amenable to both.
Okay.
Yeah.
And the city council will move around or move
down? We're going to discuss it with them on Monday.
To get the right guys for
this upcoming Monday.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Very good.
Actually, I could probably talk to him about it Wednesday night. So.
Okay. Being that we anything else, we've covered the entire agenda, I think, here. Anything else?
Thank you so much.
Thank you very much.
I think it was productive.
And I agree, we do these more often. So.
The Econ thing, do you want me to bring it up Wednesday night at all under like manager or mayor council staff, or do you want
we
to
could
do
try
it Monday?
And if they want more, if they can't make a clear decision on Wednesday night, then we'll discuss it longer on Monday. But I think we could ask them on Wednesday, because sooner the better.
And that way they could think about it until Monday.
Yes.
Yeah.
They all saw what we saw. That we were not too
good idea.
Okay, so
just
at the beginning, and we rushed over him. Now he ends up being on the side of us, maybe.
Don't let him go.
No, we won't tell him that. You won't.
Okay.
The only thing is, it's not on the agenda.
We are adjourned at 11:59.